I'm just laughing. My eyes are... Maybe... I wonder if the fog will come back.
The fog.
It's like, do a bunch of, like, throwbacks to all these other random things. Which I did. I did the ultimate
Remember
throwback.
Remember the COVID episode?
No, you don't talk about things like that here.
Sweating underneath my wig. It was great.
You don't... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was Halloween. Spooky.
The reality.
Yes. You did. You did. But did you have COVID? Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you?
Never got the actual test, but it turns out I did have the antibodies a few weeks later. So
I'm guessing that probably means you did when you were sweating right out of your Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Wig. Sweat yourself right out of there.
Wayne's World 3. Wayne's got COVID. Mike Myers, call me.
Swing. Ah. Oh. Ooh, just sip that tea.
I know some shows are like, you know, implementing the whole, it's COVID. We're going to address it. But I do not want to see any movies. It's like, I know there's already been one.
You know that's going to happen. In 20 years or so or whatever, like the, you know, the like COVID apocalypse or something.
Yeah. The 2020.
I had to wipe my butt with leaves.
Yeah, that's we have a playlist that's been playing in our car that the wife made that's literally called Farewell to TP or something. Hang on.
I'm going to need to know what that's all about.
Ain't Got No TP Remix. Hang on. Let me bring
it up. Ain't Got No TP.
We kept it. Let me bring up the Apple Music because it's no longer called iTunes because they're trying to compete with Spotify.
I like how it's like, Here's Devil Ryan, red. Yeah, it works. It works on you. It's fine.
End of TP mix is what she called it.
End of TP.
So we've got stuff like MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This, It's the End of the World as We Know It, I'm Okay, You're Okay, Green Disease, Can't Feel My Face, Virus Alert.
I was going to say that's a good one from Al, but Germs is probably more apropos if you have that on there.
It's a push. There. Yeah, it's a stretch. Let's see. Zombie. The cover.
Cranberries? Oh.
The cover by Bad Wolves, but the Cranberries.
Oh, okay. Out. Yeah, that's the Cranberries, yeah.
Run by Foo Fighters, Knocking on Heaven's Door, I Will Survive, Die Another Day, Down with the Sickness. Yeah.
And I don't know, for those of you, I mean, you can't see because my shirt's there, but I have a shirt that says, like, my brain is 99% song lyrics.
So there I'm just go. Filling it up with lyrics.
So I'm just like, you're saying the songs and I'm like playing them in my head as you're.
I threw on the.
Ryan makes up the other 1%.
Yeah. The whole Being Dead thing, which is from the Beetlejuice Broadway.
Okay. Yeah.
It's really good. It's like the intro song for the whole play. It's really good. It's funny.
Nice.
Right on. Yeah. Yeah. So that's been playing in our Mazda. 63 songs, all with some sort of link of like, don't touch yourself or don't touch people. Don't get close to other people.
Oh, that would be a good one. Don't Stand So Close to Me by the Police.
Although, I think then, we may have the.
And then you should add Germs if you haven't already. Because Germs is like, that's the quintessential Al song, in my humble opinion. My humble, and by humble I mean very well versed and experienced.
The best of the Weird Al song would be based off how he stole my tweet and put it on his own account. And
hey, man, you said never to speak of that, and then you spoke of it. How rude!
I'm breaking the rules today.
He didn't. Yeah, should we just put it all out there?
It's the last Jabberwalker.
It is. Yeah, it is. This is the last show.
Ryan's
for now.
Retiring.
And Rizzo talks to herself enough without it being all over the internet.
Rizzo
so
could still talk about tea for like a 15-minute segment, and I bet people would love it.
It's all good.
Just a thought.
Because you know what, the show is called Ryan and Rizzo Shoot the Shit, and it would be weird if it was. And Rizzo Shoot the Shit.
It could, but you could just take the logo and be like, hey, it's tea time with Rizzo and speak with a bad British accent.
You know, that's okay. I'll pull you back in maybe, you know, like once a year or something.
Yeah.
We'll rev it back up, potentially. Are you having your gas station breakfast?
I'm still, yeah. Got my donuts.
Your donuts. Yeah.
Already finished because off the Polish sausage that I got from there.
Yep. One bite, deep throat. I know. I know how it is. It's fine, right?
can you handle a 12-inch cabal set?
Anyway, so yeah, because when I think of a really good, like, well thought out Sunday morning breakfast, I think of going to a gas station for sure. Like that's
I've been craving chocolate donuts since Thursday. And I actually stopped at a gas station Friday again before work, but I like
pulled up. You know, you can get them at like the grocery store, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to buy a bag of them because I will annihilate a bag. That's why I didn't get them on Friday, because the gas station I stopped at was like the mega fat pack. And I was like, no, no.
Oh, you got the little like tube. You got the like tube of like five of them. Yeah,
the tube.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking like the, yeah, I mean, that's where my mind would go though, is like the big bag.
Because I have
to Costco to get the 1,000 pack?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if I get the 1,000 pack, I will have the 1,000 in a day.
Yeah, I know.
Because chocolate, I have no self-control.
Self-control. What are you drinking? Chocolate milk?
Yes.
With chocolate donuts?
Yes. And my Polish sausage.
Oh, dear God.
Bodies by Ryan.
I was going to say, I was like, and was the Polish sausage chocolate as well?
That's why I wore the tank top today.
Is this what we like? Is this what we, so you could show off your guns?
Look at that 22.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at this bruise that's gradually going away from when I ran into the utility line the other day.
Way to go. When you ran into the utility line, did you get electrocuted?
No, it's the support line for the pole. We have one in our backyard, and I was like, I had Ash outside with me, and I couldn't see him, so I was like walking
Were
along
like
one way. No, it was
close your eyes. Okay.
I was looking to the right, and since I have big feet, I usually kick things that are in front of me, but I don't. But I didn't.
Hashtag
kick the
humble
wire.
Brag. My giant feet. Anyways.
They're only 12 inches, but I wear a 13.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
I need the width.
Nobody needs to hear that. Oh, jeez. Anyway.
But yeah, I ran into the support line because I didn't, you know, so it was like a full, I wasn't running, but I'm too.
Oh, the fog did come back. I'm laughing at you so much. Good job.
All the callbacks.
All right, go ahead. So you hurt yourself and you have a big bruise. That's what you're saying.
Since December. I mean, we're getting to February. It's going away, but, you know.
Good God. You've had that since December?
Mm-hmm.
Get that checked out, man.
It used to be darker.
Well, yeah, I know. It's like, or eat some, like, I don't know, something that would be, like, helpful for your blood, like broccoli or something. Good Lord. Hurt yourself, dude. Good God. All right, anyways.
Every time I look for my cat, I hurt myself.
Tripping over my big feet. Wink.
I didn't trip over the feet. It was like, it made me think of Die
That's
Hard.
Just the song I'm making. It's fine.
Three.
Okay. Is that the Sam Jackson one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Towards the end where he and Sam Jackson get down to the boat by using like a metal wire of some sort.
Uh-huh.
And like it jacks up McLean's arm because he gets like metal splinters in there.
Ouch.
Excuse me, donuts. So
drink more chocolate milk. That'll clear your throat.
Hang on one second.
A thick viscous liquid will clear your throat.
Mm.
It's the Polish sausage. It got stuck back there, didn't it? Wink. Oh,
should have gone with the kielbasa.
I mean, like whatever, 12-inch chocolate sausage.
It was only 6-inch today.
Oh my God.
I had to leave room for the donuts.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh my God. Anyway. And awkward, but hold on. Awkward turtle. Here he is. Okay. Good times.
What was that? Do that again?
Awkward turtle. Shows up and he just swims around. Have you never seen the awkward turtle?
No.
Yeah, that's. I'm surprised that he doesn't come up more in our conversations, to be honest. Awkward but turtle. Yeah, just you throw up your hands and start swimming around because this is a weird conversation.
It's more of a bat.
So, that's like awkward butterfly.
Madra.
Oh, and then we'll do like hand finger puppet things. Yeah. So speaking of like what I've heard is creepy and weird and whatever, tell me about this Night Stalker thing that you have going.
I'm blaming the wife for this one. It was a good show, though. she in an alternate reality.
Way to let me watch a great show. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
She in another reality is like some sort of forensic scientist or detective because she likes this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But really good docuseries on Netflix.
She's also not like crazy about it too. She's like normal and yeah. Right. Anyways. I mean.
I don't know. I walk into that room and there's always forensic files going and I'm just wondering.
And there's like a notepad and she's like taking diligent notes and like circling things in red pen.
How they
stuff,
got caught. Like, don't do that.
Yeah. And then she puts like Ryan with like a bullseye in it. It's like, oh.
Yeah. It's all these like files, like photos from crime scenes, but she's like poorly taped my
altered
head onto
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she, and then, yeah. Well, no wonder you're trying to go in and like schmooze and you're like, hey, can I get you a gas station breakfast?
Can I get
breakfast?
You a gas station breakfast?
Just to make yourself a survivor for the next day or two. Mm-hmm, smart. Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's what
can
I
get you a Polish sausage?
Polish sausage.
Okay, yeah. Night Stalker. Netflix.
But this is a cover. It's a 4-part docuseries about the Night Stalker who was in the 1983, I believe, in L.A. Yeah.
Okay.
He also did get down to San Francisco as well, but it's mostly conversations with.
Did you say he was in LA and got down to San Francisco?
He did take out some people in San Francisco as well.
Oh, I was like, which is like 6 hours north of there. Anyways, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. Part of the crazy thing, but okay. It's mostly talking to with the main two guys that were looking for him, the two detectives that were kind of kept. So it's like, okay, we found this footprint. And mm-hmm. this looks like the footprint from this other place. But they also talk about like in LA, it's so big. There's multiple sheriff departments or divisions and whatnot where it's like,
yeah,
this one detective may discover anything, something, but he's not going to share it because he's trying to solve this case. Whereas this other detective in this other area is doing the same thing. And so that kind of created some chaos, but They eventually kind of found like, hey, we found the same footprint over here. Let me call this guy. This looks familiar to a thing you saw. Oh, also there's a .22 shell casing because that's what the Night Stalker used. He would go in, instantly take out the husband, rape the wife, then take her out. And if there was a child in the house, usually rape them as well.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways,
okay. So very disturbing individual. What made me really pissed off is that he didn't die until 2013, but he got convicted in the 80s and was put on the death penalty. But he died in 2013 of natural causes.
Okay. Yeah. Boo. Yeah, no, I don't watch that.
Mm-mm. It's called a firing range. Let's use it. But that's just me being blunt.
Well, that's gross. But I'm glad they found him and got him.
Yeah, and it was also like it kind of he added to the whole demon cult scare of the 80s because like during the trial, it was like Hail Satan and he had a pentagram on the palm of his hand. And at one of the sites, he left a pentagram on the wall.
Sounded like a Woodland Creatures Christmas. A little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of. Because you're like, oh, Hail Satan. Yeah.
They make it cute, though. Okay. He was just a dick about it. So.
Yeah, that's oof. Yuck, I don't like that.
Yeah. But that's Night Stalker. Right. So if you like crime docuseries, that's what that is.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, you know me. I'm like, thanks for spoiling it for me. I'm spoil it myself.
And there's a lot more detail, but it was funny because I kept saying, like, you want to switch to something lighter? I mean, like King of the Hill?
She's like, shh, taking notes. Shh, stop.
Yeah. But it was only 4 parts. Like, okay, I can deal this. We'll watch some King of the Hill afterward.
Yeah. And I actually, there is a new show that's coming up on HBO Max, and I know you are aware of this, but they have the, you know, where it's also going to be like out or whatever, and then also that you can watch it.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, Warner Brothers movie in theaters and HBO Max.
But now that I'm saying it, I'm actually thinking that's incorrect for this movie, but one of the ones that's about to be out on HBO Max in a couple of months is called The Little Things, and it's Jared Leto and Rami. And Denzel, and it sounds very similar to like what you're telling me with Night Stalker. So I am gonna watch that though, because it's Rami. Like I have to.
I did watch a lot of him yesterday. I kind of marathoned the second half of season two of
Mr. Robot.
I tried to bring up Bohemian Rhapsody, but it's no longer on HBO Max.
You schmuck.
I know. I'll wait till it comes back.
You're just like, oh, I guess I can't watch it now because Queen
today.
Yeah, let's I've only go watch been about hackers. I've been only asking you since June.
Oh.
Or, you know, late May or June or whatever.
It'll come back. It kind of got ruined for me because, well, not ruined for me, but on Reddit, they took the whole part where, what is that actual guy's name? Freddie.
Who?
Freddie Mercury. When in the concert, when he was like leading, he would be like, and then the crowd would respond.
The
AO,
yeah.
But like, I saw a video where they did that, but it was a squirrel.
Would you send that to me, please?
I'll try to find it. It was pretty adorably done.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. But yeah, I was like, you're like, yeah, it kind of spoiled it for me. And I'm like, that he died in 1991?
Damn it, Rizzo.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Next, you're going to tell me you had like AIDS or something. Damn it, Rizzo.
No, you can't. You know, I'm not saying that. Okay. Anyways, so let's talk a little bit more about music. But I watched, and we don't talk about politics around here, but there was a thing that happened on this week on the 20th.
A historical event.
Yes, it was. It was the inauguration of the 46th president of the United States. It's called, you know, the inauguration, right? And so I wanted to briefly touch on the music aspect. Surprise! You know, the whole, like, you know, being sworn in and raise your right hand and, you know, that kind of stuff. Lady Gaga did the national anthem. And I have a prediction, and I'm not sure if this is going to come true, but I'm just going to predict it right now. So
Are you pulling the Simpsons?
Maybe.
Okay.
I have a feeling that there's going to be a Lady Gaga inauguration
plate.
Barbie.
Oh, okay.
Barbie. No, I'm going to say Barbie.
Okay, that makes sense.
That'd be weird. But because she had this dress on that was like red and blue, and it was you were very astute in your description. It was like very Gaga-esque, but it totally worked for the thing.
Yeah.
And then of course, Gaga being Gaga, she had this like beautiful bird thing,
a dove like with a olive branch.
Yeah, it was like it was really good, and it was very like Gaga because it was just there.
It was huge.
Yeah, but it suited her, suited the outfit. Her hair was done really pretty. It was back and like laced in with these like ribbons and stuff. It looked good.
Yeah.
And then J-Lo, I thought was an interesting pick. And it's like, I kind of, that was my question during the inauguration. It's like, how do the, like, is it the incoming, like, is it the inauguration committee, you know, staff, you know, because it's like the senators who put it all together and whatnot. Or is it like the incoming president who picks, like, who represents them for these certain songs?
I didn't see that part because you and I viewed from different angles because I watched it on Twitch.
Yeah.
Which was hosted by two tour guides that worked in the White House.
That's cool. That's a smart
And so
idea.
Between like, you know, they had the inauguration, which they were like beforehand as people were sitting down like, hey, that's so-and-so and that's so-and-so. We think that's so-and-so.
Yeah.
And they'd go to like unique camera angles. Like we've got unique camera angles because, you know, we work here. And then,
yeah, they're actually in the White House, right?
Yeah, and then during, like, after the inauguration, it's like, I'm going to, not the podium, the main area, the dome.
Yeah, like the Capitol, you mean?
Yeah, within the Capitol.
Yeah.
Whatever that's called.
The Washington Dome. The Washington Dome.
It has a better name.
The Capitol Building, yeah.
But they were inside there with a camera zoomed to the very top of it because it's, you know, art along the top.
Yes.
And they're like... This is really cool because if we were actually in this area right now, you would be squinting to see the stuff we're talking about. But because of the camera, we can actually zoom in and you can see it. And they're talking about, yeah, this was sculpted by a certain artist who fell down from the scaffolding and said, I'm not going back up there. He survived. Okay. But he was kind of traumatized.
Still,
so,
owie. Yeah,
there was like this one character who like his shoes are different designs because that's when the second artist took over.
That's interesting.
So just little
See,
stuff
that's cool.
like that.
I missed that part. I just watched the whole, like, you know, inauguration.
Yeah. So the only thing I got was like the inauguration, which had, you know, Gaga, everyone talking, the poet, the one gentleman who I think is a pastor. So, yeah.
Yeah. He did like the, not the sermon, but the sort of like invocation. Yeah. Sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Back to the J-Lo.
So J-Lo. Yeah. And she did.
Jenny from the Block.
Yeah, she did If You Had My Love and Booty or whatever it was. Yeah, nice. No. Yeah. She did America the Beautiful and something else. But she kind of like put in a little bit of her lyrics and kind of it was really good. Like that was my, this is my point of what I was trying to say.
Nice.
Was she did, you know, it was like very obvious, the whole like melting pot thing and, you know, like having a Latina as, you know, like represent, it was good. It was a good
as
choice.
If it's American.
I thought she was, she did a, well, I mean, I'm.
No, a melting pot.
Supposedly, like that's yes. Yeah, you know, that's what's
kind of what we're known for, but okay. Anyway, yeah.
And then Garth Brooks did Amazing Grace, which
was really good. It was good to see Garth.
I was going to say there was a meme of Garth for about 12 hours that said, of course, he showed up in boots to his black tie affair or whatever, like just because, you know, the friends in low places or whatever. And then there was another meme that came up, and I can't remember what it was. Do you remember what it was?
I don't know. Something about mittens.
Well, I'll think about it. Maybe we can come up with it later in the show.
I'm urging you to send out this meme 5,000 times.
I took that to heart, didn't I, Ryan?
You
didn't
did.
I? Anyways, there, you did. I have some. My phone's at the ready to show some of the ones.
I have one that a friend sent me the next day after I said, like, I'm getting too many damn memes from a friend. But then he sent me one, and then he was like, "This one's just for us." But I'll show you.
I want to see. Are you gonna show it on the show?
Yeah, I'll show it.
Okay, cool.
I'll get it prepped on my phone.
All right, let's do. You want to do Movie Mess House?
Let's
knock it out.
Let's.
And then we can go in and we'll talk about the when we go to our news. We can talk about that other meme. All right, let's do.
And it was Diramas.
Diramas. Yeah, we did our little spinny wheel thing. See, the fog did come back.
The
drama for our final movie must have, and let's see here. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I know we're each doing 3, so I need to big time.
You can do what you want. It's the last show.
Now he says that after all week, he's like, "No, you do these things and that." No, okay. Anyways. You should hear how it is behind the scenes, guys.
Keep telling the people I'm an asshole.
It's all right.
When you hear the name Ryan, you should think of Dennis Leary's song, Asshole. One, it's a classic.
Because it's really, really old and out of date.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Snap. Anyways. Okay.
But it's on point.
How many... Your asshole's on point? What? Okay. Okay. How many do you have? Do you just have 3?
I just have 3, but I think I can remember the other 2 that I had before. Yes, I know I've got 4 because I remember the other one.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, then I'll start. And I will start with the Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Because it's I don't know.
Jenny.
Wonderful.
Why does it itch now, Jenny?
Yeah. Did you say why does it itch now?
I saw Forrest Gump at a young age, but I kind of knew at a young age why Jenny died.
Mm-hmm.
Then I confirmed it when I got older. I'm like, oh, yep, that's why she died.
Yep, that, yeah.
70s, man.
She had a very special time in the 70s, okay? Shush. He's named after his dad. What? Oh, okay. Anyways, no, I mean, one of the best performances by Tom Hanks ever, or in my opinion, like ever by any actor. Such a unique film. Nothing ever like it since then. Nothing ever like it before. And plenty of drama, but really enjoyable. Mm-hmm. So
has rewatchability to it. Sally Field's great.
Super, super, super long movie, but like easy to watch, you know?
Yeah.
Great music. Surprise.
I think in a high school band, we played part of that soundtrack a few times.
Yeah. Like the 70s stuff?
No, the little feather floating.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, because you know one of the songs that's in the soundtrack, Go Your Own Way, when he's jogging across America. I just wanted to jog. Wanted to run.
Have a nice day.
Yep, when he has the, like, mud face.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch that movie now. All right. And speaking of callbacks, I'm just going to drop another one real quick.
Okay.
That sounded gross.
Like it's hot. Splash.
Splash, bloot. Requiem for a Dream. I used that during Thriller, but it's such a good drama movie, too, when you kind of put all the pieces together of what's actually going on in the show. Yes, it is. The, like, grieving husband-wife thing. Yes, it is. Shush your hole. Anyways. Okay. Because I've talked about Requiem and how wonderful it is, and I've mentioned it on the show several times, but it's a good
film. Is a good film. Yeah. But I wouldn't say wonderful.
It's really good.
It is really good. It is nicely done.
It stuck with me for 18 years. I mean, if that's saying something.
It's like Train Spotting. Things you shouldn't do.
I've never watched that movie. Should
I? Good. Yeah. If you can handle Requiem for a Dream, you can handle Train Spotting.
You should watch Bohemian Rhapsody.
When it's on HBO Max, I will.
Yeah. I'll go find it on Amazon. It's probably like, you know, $3. I'll be here.
I'm not going to pay for it. No, I'm going to watch it for free.
Me, not you.
Okay. So
I have like every copy known to man of it. I'm like, oh, here's digital and here's 4K HD and here's the, you know, yeah. Anyways.
And then here's another version. The first one on my list is The Accountant with Ben Affleck.
Yes. Okay. I was like, Anna Kendrick. No, Ben.
And I'm blanking. J.K. Simmons.
Okay. He won an Oscar. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, and bum. It's really, it's a very, when it came out, a lot of people are like, this is the Batman we should have gotten out of Ben Affleck. Because it's very much, he's an accountant, but he's kind of he's the accountant that the mob calls in type stuff. Yeah. But chaos.
John Bernthal. He's cool. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, yeah. He's in that.
I'm looking at it.
That's it. Yeah. It really good film. It's very good action. But J.K. Simmons has this really awesome monologue about how he got involved in the whole situation. I don't want to spoil anything. But I'm like, we watched this on the way back from the Caribbean. It was like a free movie on the flight back. So
yeah,
and I was just like, this is awesome. And I told my wife, like, I want to own. So this is the movie I actually own. I mean, these days in streaming, it's kind of easy not to own anything, but I wanted to have this one because I just think it's really good. I really, in the drama aspect of it is awesome. And just, again, there's this great monologue from J.K. Simmons. And so just, he shows so much emotion within like this 3 minute span. So I really enjoy it. I recommend it highly.
3 minutes drama. There you go. Good
Three time. Minutes and a lot of gunfights.
Speaking of Polish sausage. Wait, Polish. What? Okay. Anyways.
Gunfights and Polish sausage.
Speaking of that, actually, that's
you talking about Vodafone 2?
No, I'm talking about Top Gun. That's actually a perfect segue. Good job. Our cheesy ass segues. Y'all are going to miss those. I know you are. It's fine.
Waka waka.
Yes. This movie was released in May 16th, 1986. And it's considered an action drama. But I just think of the, like, you know, I pick up on the, oh, the romance, and oh, Goose, you know. And, like, there's, like, of course, action. And, like, you know, they're in fighter jets and, yeah, like, you know, shooting people.
The way and Tom and Val just and show their emotions for each other. And when they kiss
the homoerotic volleyball times. It's so dramatic, you guys. And it's, you know,
we need a cut to get some more baby oil on us. As a sweaty man, it doesn't look like that.
Oh my god. As students at the they're not sweating, they're glistening.
Oily.
There's a difference. That's like, you know, whenever you know I'm pregnant, oh, you're glowing. No, I'm sweating like a big fat pig. Thank you for noticing though. Yeah, so it says, as students at the United States Navy's elite fighter weapons school compete to be the best in class or Top Gun, one daring young pilot learns a few things from a civilian instructor that are not taught in the classroom. Wink. Man, this is a lot of innuendos today. Yikers.
Don't remember like that part.
Oh, dear God.
No, because
gratuitous sex scene, you mean? That one? You're like, I gotta go watch Top
Gun. I probably remember that one.
Anyways.
I thought it was just a cocky pilot. I haven't watched it since I was a kid, though.
Oh, dear God. I've seen
Hot Shots 5,000 times, but.
Probably the same. It's just not Charlie Sheen. It's just, you know.
Yeah. not as parody.
And it's at some point, you know, we've talked about how No Time to Die is going to be. She's fine. Headless. She's just really going at it. She's having a fun time. Here's my yep.
Headless fuck your kitty. Couch, Charlie Murphy.
Oh my gosh. She's like, nope, no head. Oh, there she is. Oh, bye. What is she doing?
Have your pet spayed or neutered.
She is. Chris is next once he gets old enough. Anyways. So Fabulous. Yeah, that's Top Gun. I like how you just like stopped in your tracks when I said gratuitous sex scene. You're like, excuse me?
Excuse me? What?
What? What? I'm listening.
Okay. For science, what time area was that in the movie?
Timestamp of these things? I want to make sure. I need to make sure I have my bucket.
How gratuitous is it exactly?
I mean, it's 80s. It's like mid 80s, you know, like camp, not camp, but it's like classic sort of that, you know.
Gotcha.
Like the lots of shadows and, you know, all that. And you're like, oh, okay.
There's probably a butt shot in there.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Because the 80s did love their full moons.
Anyways, okay, we'll see. So I have one, two, three. I have four left.
I have three.
Okay, I'll go again. Fourth. No, I got it.
Next one on my list is one I
have
enjoyed for many years.
Okay.
The Hunt for Red October.
Connery,
Alec Baldwin, James Earl Jones, Sam Neill, Tom Clancy film. Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Cold War. Connery's defecting.
What else do you need?
Connery's a Russian pilot, or not pilot, a submarine captain who's defecting. But he happens to be in a submarine that is highly classified, and so it's kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal
because it's the Cold War, and you know, Russia and the U.S. really, they still don't like, dude, really didn't want to share information about what they have.
Isn't it technically the Soviet Union then?
Yes, good point.
Okay.
Good point.
I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, the Soviet.
Yeah,
but it's
Soviets.
I watched a lot of Tom Clancy movies as a kid. I think the perk of having three older brothers. I didn't realize
having three older brothers.
Yeah. In a religious household, but you've got that outlet. But
yeah.
A lot of mature content for someone my age. I'm like, why is everyone trying to kill? Because the other one was
it explains you a lot.
Yeah.
Knowing.
Yeah. But like Clear and Present Danger was another one, but that's, you know, it follows Jack Ryan, but that case it's played by Indiana Jones, because I'm going blank at the moment.
Harrison Ford.
Thank you. And
yeah, but Jack Ryan was Indiana Jones the whole time.
Yeah, it turns out
there's MF and snakes on this MF and sub or what?
I said Jack Ryan. That's Samuel Jack Ryan.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel
Ryan.
L. Jack Ryan.
Yeah, that's what Jack Ryan is short for. Samuel L. Jackson. Did you not know that?
Oh, okay. But some
all these new these movies we could come up with too. This is like the fifth or sixth movie plot we've come up with as well. So snakes on a sub.
Snakes on a sub.
I'm not sure. That'd be scary. Anyways.
They brought on a python just so that it could, you know, get rid of the vermin on the sub, but
yeah, the
it got too close to the nuclear reactor and something happened.
Two heads, multiple babies, all hell breaks loose.
Yep.
Coming to a theater near you. Film by Ryan.
This summer.
No, it won't be this summer. You can't, because all these other movies. First, No Time to Die, then all the other movies, okay? We got to do all the pre-production stuff. We got to get Sam Jackson on board. See, you know, see if he likes whatever. Oh. It's fine. You still have to do that. Our new ventures. We'll just branch out from podcasting to film production.
Yeah, yeah. Future all right, animation projects.
Edward Scissorhands, another 90s movie.
Really good.
It's described as a fantasy romance. And I know that Johnny Depp's getting a little bit of a weird thing right now because of his, like, he said, she said with Amber Heard, but I still have a very soft spot for Johnny. And I think there's some stuff going on that we don't really know about.
Johnny's side, but yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know who to believe and what, but I sort of feel bad for him because it sure seems like he's telling the truth, but I don't know. I don't know him.
Obviously,
personally.
Some shit went down, but it's not. Yeah. It's it almost sounds like
clear
he was
exactly.
The one, yeah, but who knows?
Doing the shitting. He was being the shitty.
Yeah. Anyways. Shit upon him.
And it's like Edward, obviously, so misunderstood and so unique for this perfect cookie cutter little town. And, you know, he connects with Winona Ryder and she just sees like the beauty in him, even though he has these like, you know, scissor hands and his name is Edward. Yes.
I mean, come on, Vincent Price. Just, like, when was that a good idea? When was scissor hands a good idea?
I want to watch this movie now, too. I'm just like thinking of all these ones and just like sit there and go, aw, because he's so sweet. And it's such a well done movie.
And that could be
it's beautiful.
That could be that's a good holiday film because it's sort of got that whimsical aspect and there's snow at one point, but it's one of those films you could watch seasonally Wintry. Between October and December.
You could sit with your nice little cup of tea.
Cup of tea and enjoy it all.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Okay. So are you down to three or four? No, you have three.
I have two. I can make up a third though.
Hold on. Let me see what I have now. I just said that and then I still don't know. One, two, three. Oh, I have three.
Okay.
Because I'll do two of them. Yeah, you go next, then I'll go, and then you can finish, and then I'll do my two at the end.
Okay.
Go
ahead. Next up is one that the wife discovered because she was looking up good films that have been released recently. We were renting movies from the library because the library did that. Nice. But it is called Gifted, 2017. You've got Chris Evans in there. You've also got Octavia Spencer, Jenny Slate, and
it's America's Ass. Hi.
But basically, yeah.
But not the same. Okay, got it.
But very different because, this is one of those where I think, if I ever met Chris Evans, I would compliment him on this one. Because Captain America, I heard he was just kind of the money is great, but geez, the acting, I'm looking at green screens all the time.
Aw, single man raising his child prodigy niece.
Yeah. Aww. And he's basically trying to keep her, he's trying to give her a normal life because she was a math prodigy. His sister was a math prodigy. And so that kind of went into his niece.
And McKenna Grace rocks. She's such a good little actress. She's kind of the new Dakota Fanning kind of. Yeah.
And they work well off each other. And so it's one of those, this is really, touches the heart. Really good one. Oh, I did think of my third one. And so I really enjoy it. I highly recommend it. I mean, Chris Evans is great. It's like I said, it's good to see him acting in a non-superhero fashion, which he has done before. Nice. But everyone thinks, it's Captain America. It's no, he's got some other stuff. So
he's other things. Sorry, he's more than just America's Ass. I'm sorry. According to that slip on Twitter, he's also America's... You know what? Anyways. Okay.
Flagpole?
Yeah, America's peen. Anyway. Okay. We're kind of bouncing off each other. Go ahead. What?
I was going to say one of his coworkers who was going to be, I'm going to be showing a meme of later, Jamie Lee Curtis, she had a great response to that. I forget what it was, but it was oh. I'm sorry, yo, but his response was really good too. It's like,
vote.
Vote. I feel like an idiot. But remember,
now that I have your attention. Yeah, now that I have your attention, go ahead and vote.
Good job.
So my next one is actually an Octavia Spencer movie as well. And it's from 2011. And it was from a screamingly popular book. You know what it is?
The Help.
Yes, good job. Yep.
One of the last movies I saw with my mom.
Aw, honey. Aw, that's sad.
Not the last, but one of them. But yeah, great film.
It's just the book, phenomenal. The movie holds up. The only thing that's different is that the thing that kind of bugs me just a smidge, but it's good for film and for the screen, is Allison Janney's character, which is Emma Stone's mom in the movie. Skeeter's mom. She's very unlikable throughout the entirety of the book. She has an amazing, what did I just say? The arc?
Skeeter.
What did I say? I'm like, headless help, brain. redemption arc. Thank you. God. Okay. Brain. Yeah. At the end of the movie, when Hilly comes over after she's enjoyed the very special pie that Minnie made for her. And she has a bunch of wonderful things, but, very real events that afflicted, the United States and still do, unfortunately today, not as severely in some places, but, I love the book. Movie held up. I like it when, what I read on, within the text plays out well in the theatrical. Oh, So
it's a hell of a cast too. Like, as you mentioned, oh my gosh, Emma Stone, so Octavia Spencer, Viola Davis, Bryce Dallas Howard, Jessica Chastain.
I love Anna Jessica Camp. Chastain in that movie.
Yeah.
She tries so hard. Bless her heart. Poor thing. I mean, yeah, I just, it's, and I actually did, that's one of those movies that I can go back and watch a lot. And I had lent the, I lent the book to, I call it from PlayStation T. She was kind of my work daughter, or is my work daughter, kind of, because evidently I have a 19-year-old daughter, but well, that's fine.
It happens.
Cause I'm old as F. She had never seen the movie, nor had she read the book. And she's a voracious reader. Just, she'll go through a book a day if she could, had the time to.
Nice.
So I was like, read this. You'll finish it in like 2 or 3 days and then we'll watch the movie. She's like, okay. And so she really liked it. But anyway. Okay. So you have two more?
Yes.
We shouldn't title this The Last Jabberwocker. We should entitle this The Idiots Who Can't Count.
Yeah. That'll be the subtitle.
Same diff, yeah. Okay.
Anyways. I changed it up because after mentioning The Help, I was like, oh, there's another movie I should mention. So I'll do that one last. So I do have two more.
I would like to finish with one specifically, but that's okay, because I have two left. You have two left?
I have two left. So if I go, then okay. You go, then I go. Then, okay. Uh-huh. So
yep. Yeah.
Do that. The next one I'm going to mention, real quick, I'll give an honorable mention. I'm not going to go into it. The Notebook.
It's just because you don't want to be like, I fangirled over this one and it was lovely.
No, I teared up when James Garner was talking to his children in it and said, that's my sweetheart in there and I'm never going to leave her.
Sweet Jesus. I know, I'm all said,
that's
love, man.
That's the thing. And so squeezed the wife a little bit harder during that scene. So that's the honorable mention, but that's not one of my two.
That's disgusting TMI. I don't need to be hearing about that. That's gross.
But the
White Man's Overbite. Yeah. James Garner. James Garner knows how to do all the sexy talk, so I squeezed my wife. Gross.
That's my sweetheart in there who doesn't remember me. But my next drama would be The Dark Knight.
That's a good one.
Because a lot of character development, a lot of drama in there. You've got Heath Ledger being a great Joker. You've got Christian Bale, who got a lot of beef for being talking like this. But they kind of figured
that
out.
That's how he does it. Yeah, that's Batman for you.
Because okay, you talk like this.
Side note. Heath Ledger, was he the best Joker?
No comment. He was a good Joker. There's been a lot of great Jokers.
Okay, I was just curious. And I mean, like, we know he posthumously won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor as the Joker, which I think he deserved, regardless of whether or not he passed away. But
I think Jack Nicholson did fantastic. I think Mark Hamill has one of the best Joker laughs because he voiced the Joker in the cartoon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyways, and there's been many other actors who have been the Joker. And I'm not trying to create any more drama. I'm just asking because just curious.
There's been a lot of them, but Heath was great. I like,
yeah,
because if you look at it, like Nicholson was the gangster Joker, and Ledger was the chaos Joker,
and then recently there's something wrong, and I'm taking care of business because of my
And like with the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, wrong Phoenix. I'm like, after watching that one, like, this didn't have to be in the DC universe. This could have just been any crazy person, unfortunately. But that Joker, I'm like, for him, I could be like, that's the Joker who set off the chaos within Gotham City, if you want to tie it into the other films. But
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, really good. You've got some kind of decent character development with Christian Bale. Like, do I want to be Batman? Do I just want to be a dude? Aaron Eckhart's all over the place.
She's a dude.
Yeah. Sorry. We're all going to be dudes.
Good burgers.
Morgan Freeman has got some good lines about the whole, like, I'm not going to let you spy on people. This is wrong type stuff. So just a lot going on and good Christian Nolan film. Action crime.
You mean genre. Christopher Nolan?
Yes.
I was like, a good Christian film.
Film.
I was like, I don't think that's what that is.
Good overcomes evil.
Not real. He's not vigilante. I'm kind of, but you know what I mean. Like,
Let the Not the anti-hero. Savior the city needs, but or city wants, but it's what the city needs.
I feel like it's the bat signal, but it's a big, giant, lowercase t. What? Anyways, okay. Okay. Anyways.
I thought you were going to go with the 12-inch kielbasa there, but all right.
Excuse me, what? Chris Evans shows up as Captain America.
Hey. Just two lumps.
Not even in the same universe, Rizzo. God.
And there's another sign over here. And it's just...
Whoop, it's got a shield. Stop it, Fog. Fog, stop.
The Fog.
Okay.
What's your next Anyways. One?
I have the last two I have are, I'll just separate them, but
yeah.
they have the same main character, played by an actor named John Travolta. Surprise! Who's surprised?
Face
gotta
off.
Get him in. No.
Oh.
One of the best crime drama movies. Oh my God. Yeah, where the dogs shit everywhere. Yeah. No. One of the best, if not the best, crime drama ever made. Came out in 1994. Resurrected John's career.
Face Off?
Stop saying Face Off, Jesus. I would never pick a movie with Nick Cage in it, and you know it, because I think Nick Cage is, I don't know, he's so freaking weird.
An American icon?
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Anyways. Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
Oh.
I was late to the party in Pulp Fiction, honestly. Oh, I didn't see that until 6 years ago. I know. I know.
Surprise face. And what did you think of it?
I thought it was good.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. There's one scene that I always know is coming, and I don't particularly care for it. And I know you know which one that is, where Bruce Willis goes in and breaks up the party.
Yeah.
But
Bruce Willis and Ving Rhames have a bad day.
Oh my God. Well, Ving Rhames especially has a really bad day. Anyways. But
I'm never going to talk about this again.
See, now I want to watch Pulp Fiction. God, it's so good. And Samuel L. Jackson, you know, Snakes on a Sub. Yeah, that guy's in it.
Phil Lamar.
And then, of course.
Who, his small character, but Phil Lamar, major voice actor. You've heard him in a thousand things. He's the one that gets shot in the head.
Okay.
In the back of the vehicle.
Harvey Keitel, Uma Thurman, of course. John Travolta's dancing, and he's like, it's just, I don't know. It's so good. I love it.
Yeah.
And I wish I could come up with a better explanation than it's so good. That's not very helpful.
And it's uniquely shot, as we talked about.
Yes.
A few movies ago.
I forgot Roseanne Arquette's in it. Oh, Christopher Walken's in it, too. Good Lord. All these people.
Walken's
there's Phil Lamar. That's what it says. Captain Coons.
Oh, he probably has like a small scene.
Steve Buscemi's in that. What? I was like, Quentin Tarantino. Yeah, I mean, he's like always in his own movies. I guess that's what happens when you're a director. You can do whatever you want to.
Polishing Uma Thurman's feet.
Yeah. Anyways, go ahead. That's just so good.
Just because she's been brought up a few times, it made me think of another movie that she's in. But it's Hidden Figures.
Oh, Octavia Spencer.
Octavia Spencer. No, I've got one more after this. Do you still have one more? No, wait. Yeah, this is my last one. Sorry. People who can't count. Terry G. Henson, Octavia Spencer, Janelle Monáe, Kevin Costner.
Taraji P. You mean
probably.
Taraji?
I'm horrible with names. Apologies.
Headless. Did you see this movie?
Thumbs down from the headless.
He's Space Boy. Like, I'm surprised.
Space Boy.
Like it's about da, 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 Space Boy. That's his actual. Yeah, he's headless engineer during the day. But his superhero.
It is true.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad it's the last show because it's, I
highly recommend
his true identity. Sorry.
Highly recommend it.
Cause I bet you, I'm thinking that, what's her name? Short Round. That's the one. We haven't even mentioned her.
Mm-hmm.
Would probably. Like,
yeah. A story of a team of female African-American mathematicians who served a vital role in NASA's, during the early years of the US space program. Basically they were, you know, these days they do a lot of, they use a lot of computers for the math of like, where exactly are we need to shoot this rocket? It needs to get here in space or it needs to land here. They did that all with math.
Math! Yeah.
And it was.
And their own brains. They didn't use like a machine. They used paper and pencil. Yeah. Right.
And it's a lot of overcoming, like, you know, okay, well, this is the white bathroom and like the bullshit like that. So towards the end, yeah. It's kind of like, no, there's no more white. Great scene with Kevin Costner, like beating the shit out of the signs. Like, this is now just a bathroom. No more of this white only shit. So,
yeah.
Really good. Glad I came across that one based off a true story. In fact, the main character, who Katherine Johnson, yeah, she passed away in 2020. So,
and she was like 100 or something.
Yeah.
How old was she? Let's see. Let's play the game. She died February 24th, 2020. And she was born in 1918. So she was 97. No, 102. Do the opposites. Sorry.
Rolling in her grave because you can't do the simple math. Or
101, I think, technically. I'm like, oh my God, brain.
Yeah, really good film.
101. Okay. Thank you, Wikipedia, for doing the math. Obviously, I couldn't have been in Hidden Figures because I am an idiot with simple
You
math.
Would have been the Kirsten Flash Dunst character. Budget. Thanks. But thanks not a dick.
Thanks. I'm like Kirsten Dunst, but not a dick. Thanks. That's the nicest thing you ever said to me. Ryan.
She was kind of a dick.
Getting in Crayola, not like crayons, Crayola, Katherine Coleman. Aw.
Who?
Cool. Good job, lady. I'm just reading Katherine Johnson. That's her name. She was born. Her given name. Crayola. I keep saying Crayola like crayons. Crayola Katherine Coleman. Known for calculating trajectories for NASA missions.
Yeah. Not simple
She worked
math.
For NASA from 1953, NACA, which is the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics. And then she worked from 1953 to 1988. Dang, girl. Good girl. Anyways.
Yeah, okay. Highly recommend it. Hidden Figures.
I'm gonna see. All right. So I saved the cheese and camp for last. And Headless knows exactly what I'm going to mention because...
So it's got another Travolta, right?
Yeah, this is another Travolta. And face this is off. Probably... Stop saying... Jesus, stop saying face off. Stop saying face off. No. you know what would have been really good? I didn't even think about Saturday Night Fever would have been a greatness. That's an honorable mention for sure.
I haven't seen that.
That is drama.
That's his disco one, right? Or not disco.
Yes. Disco. It's so much more than like disco dancing though. No, stop. Yeah, he looks good to go out and dance and stuff, but there's actually good subplots in that movie that are pretty intense. You might actually, if you get past the like Bee Gees music and him dancing, give it a try.
I can dig a little funk.
You might like it. Anyways, no. The movie is Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
So that's a good one. Yeah. It's the song that the Muppets are singing about. Phenomenon. Do. Sorry.
He could learn Spanish. He could do math and grow carrots in his own garden.
So you know the
Phenomenon.
Show.
Phenomenon. Yeah. It's out in theater.
1996. This was the first movie that I ever saw with John Travolta. And I was at the ripe age of 13. So right in those like teenage hormones, like changing, you know, body. I'm not changing body, but you know what I mean? It's like brain, everything. Stop. God. Anyways, you said it was Polish sausage. Anyways, and like I remember seeing it. I'm thinking about it. And I'm about to like cry thinking about it.
For those of you Headless, listening at home, she's fogging up as we speak.
Headless, like incessantly, like he loves me no matter how like extra and crazy I am. But he thinks it's hysterical because like the opening credits of this movie will start, and I'll just start bawling. I remember that was the first time I ever was like attached to a movie so much. And I was like heaving, sobbing at the end. And like, you know, Eric Clapton's Change the World's playing at the funeral and stuff. Like when he dies, and he dies in the movie. Just FYI.
Yeah.
Well, it was like a brain thing. It was like a brain tumor.
So many spoilers from this movie from 1996.
OMG. Anyways.
Do you want to hear my phenomenon? Oh, you finish. I'll tell you my phenomenon.
It's okay. But so that like had got me hooked on. You know, John. And I was like, has he been in anything else? So, like asking Ma Rizzo, and she's like laughing in my face. And she's like, yeah, like one or two things. And to be fair, this was even after Pulp Fiction had come out. You know, mm-hmm. his career kind of had gotten revamped a little bit.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah, he's been in a couple movies. And she's like, I bet you'd like Grease. And I remember going to Hastings, like, because this came out July 5th, 1996. And I remember going to Hastings, like, every day for, like, the entire rest of the summer, trying to get the one copy of Grease that they had in stock. And it wasn't, like, where you could just go order it online and just, you know, have it in your house or whatever, or just go, like, easily buy it even that at that point, because it was, you know, cassette it was videotapes and stuff. Mm-hmm. VHS, for, you know, for those kids listening at home, the big box, you know, thing with the tape, and you put it in the VCR. It's
roughly 6 inches by 3 inches by 1 inch and a half film inside of it. Yep. It's like a cassette. Oh, you don't know what a cassette is. That would be 3 inches by 1.5.
And sorry. Then you have one of these to help fix it in case you need help. Anyways,
she's holding a pencil for those.
That would have been a good. That would have been a good shtick for you. The like shtick. Little nerdy professor guy trying to like talk about antiquated stuff. To the younger
Let
listeners.
Let me explain the 80s to you.
Yeah, that's good. Anyway. And we never ended up finding a, you know, copy of Grease.
Aww.
And so I think I ended up like buying it with my allowance or something and watched that. And then I was just like the whole time because greatness in that. And that's my Travolta story. And I love him. And Phenomenon was like, I'm thinking about it. And I'm getting like, I'm welling up just a little bit because I get it. Like, he's a genius. He gets telekinetic powers from the, like, shiny, like, you know, dark light thing that hits him in the face or whatever it was.
So speaking of that, of the movie, yeah. This...
He's just an everyman. He's so sweet.
Yeah. I mean, he's really good in that. Really cool character. Fun story. But I had a phenomena moment this... It was about a month or two ago. I was in the backyard... By the fire.
Were you watching Ash and did you trip over your feet?
No, I was sitting down this time.
Oh, okay.
But I was just kind of like stargazing and I like kind of looked up and I saw this light just get brighter and then disappear. I'm like, it's a UFO. But I was like, no. So I texted the wife. I'm like, FYI, just saw a UFO. More than likely, it was a meteor that I saw just hitting straight on and flaring up and then being dissipated. But when I saw it, I'm like, I either saw a meteor or I've got a brain tumor.
Great. Okay, let's hope for the meteor.
Because it was literally like, it was like just a little bitty, you know, little bitty light that just got bigger and then disappeared. So I was like, oh, that's probably a meteor. Could have been a star blowing up, but who knows? Probably not.
And like a, well, yeah, who knows? Yeah,
it could have been something. It could have been like a plane where like the sun hit it just perfectly.
Yeah,
that's why I'm like,
exactly.
It's not a UFO. I'm saying meteor just because... You usually see like a tail on it. I didn't see a tail, but I was thinking it was basically just the trajectory. It's like heading right towards me to where I wouldn't see the tail of it. So,
well, like here's the thing that I think for UFO, that's the thing, like in the sky, because you know UFO and everyone's like, oh, there's aliens. Like a UFO is literally an unidentified flying object. That could be a plane. You know, I mean, like that's where like, oh, you believe in UFOs, you're weird. Like, no, I believe in things in the sky that you don't know what they are. And like, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be aliens that are going to come and steal our cows and probe us for, you know.
Right. Yeah. I have seen
a UFO, but that was years ago. And that didn't move naturally.
Whoop. Yeah. I can see
it. Still, again, don't know if it was aliens, but that planes don't move the way that thing did. But the reason one, I'm like, that
you
was
have your tinfoil?
I don't need tinfoil because I'm one of them.
Okay.
And it's been proven because I tried to do an ancestry test and they said, we can't figure you out. Here's the test.
I could have told you that with that. Did you have to pay for that test? I could have told you that for free.
I did, I did.
$29.99 at least.
I got a 50% off. They're sending me another one. In fact, I've already got it. We're like, something went wrong. Give us another sample.
And then, like, a couple, the CIA shows up. Oh, hey, it's you.
I've been expecting you.
Mr. Ryan, can you please come with us, sir? And just don't make any sudden moves.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you.
That's when I turn into Zod.
Bring a change of underwear. You might be with us a couple days later. Okay. Anyways, so that's Phenomenon.
Phenomena.
Yeah, and it... makes me laugh and cry and sweet and you just want to hug him. You just want to like, oh my gosh, you can't sing that song to me. Like it's just,
I don't know the lyrics, but I'm going to keep on going.
Okay. That's your good. Thanks. Okay.
Keep that rabbit out of your garden, Joe.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. His name was George.
George.
Stop it. We should stop. We should pause for a moment to take a break for Anchor. Our last break.
Last break so we can get...
And then we'll come back.
We're shooting for 68 cents. And we're back.
All right. Anyways, okay. So now we go from movie must-have to the D-Rama to the D-Air-Evil.
D-Air-Devil.
For sweatpants and do your thing. Do it.
Sweatpants do it. And superheroes.
Thank you. You're better at it than I am.
Yeah, so I just kind of wanted to mention Daredevil because if you want to watch some good drama and you've got, I think it's still on Netflix, check out the Daredevil TV series with Charlie Cox.
Pretty good?
Really good.
Okay.
I was instantly hooked. I was over at PB's house when it first came out and he's like, have you tried this yet? I was like, no, I haven't tried it yet. And it starts off with the origin story. So Matt Murdock, who is Daredevil, he lives with his dad, who's a boxer, and he's going about it. And the origin story has changed a bit, but this is the basic one. Basically, he gets toxic waste in his eyes and he goes blind.
I was wondering about that because I knew that was like he was like blind, basically. Yeah. His thing. Yeah.
Yeah. He could see, but then he's classified as a human mutate. Spider-Man's the same toxic thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he loses his vision, but as a side effect, he kind of has enhanced hearing and senses, like kind of like a sonar type. And so, and then his dad ends up getting killed by the mafia because his dad used to be, I forget, a collector for the mob, but the mob was like, we want you to throw the fight. And the dad's like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm trying to teach my kid how to be a good person, whatnot. So he didn't throw the fight, and then
we're gonna throw
killed.
You,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But then a mysterious character pops up into his life named Stick, and Stick kind of trains him on how to use his ability, turns him into an acrobat, and then he starts kind of just becoming the man without fear or the devil of Hell's Kitchen. And
okay,
it's really cool. But by day, Matt Murdock is an attorney. I think it's attorney. I forget which side, but yeah, he defends he and his partner Froggy, they help a lot of people who can't afford stuff. So they get paid in eggs or chickens or stuff like that sometimes.
Got it.
But it's a fun little dive. Like in the series kind of deals with it where they're trying to go after this main mafia guy, the Kingpin, but they're trying to do it legally. He's trying to do it legally as Matt Murdock, but he gets better results as Daredevil, but that throws off things on the legal aspect of sides. So, really good. And if you want to read about it, I really enjoyed Mark Waid's, or was it Frank Miller's? Damn it. Let me go. the series.
As far as the comics?
Man Without Fear. I think it's Mark Waid.
I don't know.
Hang on. Man With Fear. That's a different book. Man With Fear. Man Without Fear. Da, 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 da. Frank Miller. Okay. Mark Waid did do some
Frank Miller
writing, but Frank Miller's Man Without Fear series is really good. Covers the origin story.
Marvel. I didn't realize it was Marvel. Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Yeah, Marvel. But the Man Without Fear kind of covers his origin story, how he grew up, going through college, where he meets his future partner, Froggy, where he meets Elektra Nachos. Nachos, better.
Elektra Nachos.
It's Elektra, but it's like in the movie with Ben Affleck, Daredevil, played by Jennifer Gardner.
Yeah.
Elektra, it was like an assassin and whatnot. So,
hey, Ryan, remember that time we went to LA and I met her?
I did.
Hey, douche meter, okay.
Douche it's going meter. Up.
It's just,
that would have been a few years before that movie came out, too. So.
Remember, that was when she was dating Ben on the DL and she's pregnant with his baby. Like, we did the math and she had to have been pregnant whenever we met her. With that one, because it was like 7 months before she had her baby. So she had to have been, you know, I mean, like, do the math. Like, the baby wasn't, you know, anyways. Yeah.
There's the facts, kids. But yeah, Man Without Fear is a good
series.
I highly recommend the TV show. And again, I think a good read is the Man Without Fear. written by Frank Miller, illustrated by John Romita Jr., who's got a really cool art style. But again, yeah. I think, I hope, and this is kind of the push that, and there's, I think it's been rumored that Charlie Cox, who played Daredevil, is going to be in the TV series, is going to be redeeming the character or renewing him, the character. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, I got you. And yeah.
In Spider-Man 3.
He's bringing him back. Is
yeah,
what you're saying.
Yeah, they may. Gotcha. So they may actually bring him into the Marvel Universe, which they did, because in the in all the Netflix Marvel shows, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and Iron Fist, which sucked, and Punisher, they all refer to the big event in New York, and that was the invasion that happened in Avengers.
Okay,
so it's all tied together. They did really good.
I mean,
about
it always
that.
Is. It's good. That's
so it's like it'd be really cool for them to be like, yeah, here's Daredevil, because Daredevil did do some stuff with Spider-Man a lot. So
yeah.
And again, and Charlie Cox just brought the character to life in a really awesome way.
Yeah. Speaking of superheroes, Headless and I watched WWE 84 yesterday, since today's the last day.
What do you think?
It was all right.
Exactly.
Was like, the first one was good. I loved all the 80s stuff, of course. Me, like, I loved it. This, like, the, because it was so over the top, and like the Max Lord being in his like crappy suit with his like hair. And
I did not
whatever.
Recognize
Pedro
Pascal.
He's so
Pascal.
Cute. He has it all ready to go. Yeah. It was fun. Like, it was entertaining. It was long, long.
You didn't pay for it, did you?
No, it was on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Because they said it.
That's
the
way
it out
to enjoy
the,
it.
The 30 days or whatever, like on HBO Max, and then today would be the last day. So we're like, yeah, we need to watch it. and it was good.
Watch the honest trailer for it now, from Screen Rant.
Got it.
Because I was watching
the honest trailer for somebody else.
I sent you the honest trailer for Cobra Kai.
Oh yeah, okay. Honest.
Watch that one too.
Trailer.
But yeah,
got it.
Because I was talking to. Lunchbox about this the other day, because I kept saying, I was like, hey, the honest trailer, if you haven't seen WWE 84 yet, the honest trailer is exactly kind of what you need to see. And he's like, I thought you liked it. I'm like, I did, but I'm easily entertained on the first watch. This is one of those films like Aquaman. I really enjoyed it watching the theater. When I watched it the second time, I fast forwarded through a lot. I would do the same thing with this movie.
I'm like, I'm trying to think of where you'd stop to unfast forward.
I would stop and watch anything with Kristen Rigg. Sorry, I've got sound effects going on in the background. Kristen Wiig. Because she's fantastic.
I just don't know how to do it. Yeah. But, it was interesting because, like, I liked how they did her transformation, because it was like, it seemed like in every scene there was like a darker element to her, which I thought was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But I was sort of like, yeah, obviously Max Lord was like the bad guy, quote unquote, and then like Cheetah was obviously like the bad girl, but like it didn't seem to me like it seemed very anticlimactic.
Yeah,
because like, yeah, she fought Cheetah, and but it was like for 5 minutes when she was actually Cheetah, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if that. And then she, but I thought it was weird because, sorry, and I don't know if I should spoil it, the way she defeated her in the like that little like that lake thing with the electricity, I'm like, how is she alive like after that? Anyways, that was my question. And then like she didn't even like fight Max Lord. She just like lasso truth him.
People.
And she's like, I'm not talking to you. And I'm like, what? Like, what is even going on?
I would
like,
probably fast forward through that whole segment, which lasted
so weird. Like we were trying to follow along, and like it was good, but there's just like a lot of random chaos, but it just didn't like stem from anything other than, oh, Max Lord like grants, he's like a genie but I don't know. It was weird. Anyways,
I wonder, could Wonder Woman could she be held on like inappropriate touching of a man? Because that wasn't Chris Pine's body.
Well, right, yeah. And then like,
I'm
and then
just
she sees,
saying that
and
was
then
like
she sees him at the end, and I was like, oh, there's the outfit, that's cute. Like, I thought, you know, like that was cute.
Yeah, but, I mean, that was like that scene in Ghost when you forget that it's Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, well, yeah, like just like the like suspension of disbelief. That's what you have to just go in, and even though like you see him on that with that mirror, and it's like not him.
Yeah,
it's the guy.
It's like, wait a minute.
We had more. I wish we had more time. And she's like, excuse me?
It's a quantum leap situation, yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's Scott Bakula. Hey. Anyways.
I'm just here to help you defeat. But yeah, yeah. It's the no, first it movie good. Is much better. If you are a comic book nerd and you love Wonder Woman stuff, you are going to hate this. Because there's Maxwell Lord, that's not his power. Cheetah, that's, you know, she looks like a cheetah the whole time. Wonder Woman doesn't conjure up invisibility out of the air. And I've never really known her to fly, but I could be wrong. So
it's like, you know, when she like renounces her wish or whatever. Renounce your wish. That was so silly. Like, did she gain more powers? Like, once Cheetah didn't have her powers? Like, you know, there was a lot of questions I had. Besides I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, she was losing her powers because her wish was to get Chris Pine. Cheetah's was to have to be like Diana. So it wasn't so so Cheetah was giving up her humanity where Diana was giving up her powers in order to have
the D.
The D. Would the overweight. D still be the same though? Because it is a different body.
I also wondered that myself.
Did so she go questions. From the Polish sausages to the kielbasa or vice versa?
Never mind. You know, like these are the things that you just just don't think about. Like you don't question them out loud to the movie. And
if
you're
gonna watch it while it's free.
Doing that's for another day on HBO Max if you haven't.
Wonder Woman. Like,
she just was like, all I
that's
see is
in
you.
The Snyder you know, cut like, coming up in March.
She's like literally doing some other guy, excuse my language. And then she like sees him at the end with that like tacky scarf outfit with the belt up.
I literally was like, I've seen you naked.
Oh my God. That's why she's smiling so much at him. He's like, happy holidays. And she's like, indeed.
Good thing she didn't have that lasso of truth on her. She would have spilled the beans.
Oh my. I think he was the one that spilled the, never mind. Okay. Yeah.
But I wonder about that because it's the same director as the first movie. So, but I heard that she had a lot of back and forth with the studio. So I wonder if the movie was possibly better before the studio got involved. But who knows? Because the first one was really good, and this one was great. And this one, like you said, the '80s stuff is cool. But
you know,
it's like watching the Goldbergs. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a cool poster.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, look, Walden Books. Oh, look, B. Dalton Bookseller. Oh, haha, Sam Goody. You know, like,
yeah.
Look at their outfits.
Watch the Honest trailer because it'll pick out all the stuff that we're making fun of. And then watch the one for Cobra Kai, and then you'll hate me.
Why?
Because the Cobra Kai picks out all the stuff that I've mentioned. Like, I sent it to Lunchbox. He's like, I really liked Cobra Kai. And then you sent me this video.
Well, I don't want to watch it then.
It's not going to make you hate it, but it's stuff we discussed, like calling the police and whatnot. They bring up stuff like
I know. It's yeah, like, I mean, yeah, don't fix things with your words, kids. Don't fix them with your feet.
Yeah. Unless they're being really bullies. But
anyways.
Yeah.
But everyone's being bullies. Like, that's the thing.
They bring that up in the Honest trailer. So highly recommend it.
Actually, I'm the one that did the Honest trailer. Shh, don't tell anybody. That's my actual job. I do Honest trailers. Anyways,
So tell me about your English sex videos.
The British sex tapes, yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay. I'm putting this out there. I've never seen Bridgerton, but I'm planning to. It came highly recommended by a friend, and then and Headless is obviously listening because he's producing this show. But I tried to make sure that I described it in a way that would be so completely not interesting to him that he wouldn't watch it with me, so I could have my own little stories time. Not that he probably would anyways, but I was like, yeah, it's like Gossip Girl and Pride and Prejudice, and he's like, pass. So I'm like, good job. Anyways, but it just got renewed for a season 2, and in the series by Julia Quinn, the books, there are 8. So, and it's because it's the different Bridgerton siblings,
mm-hmm.
and they go alphabetically. So there's like A through, what is that, G, I guess?
Can I give you the tagline for season 2?
What?
Bridgerton, season 2, no more pulling out.
Well, my understanding is he didn't.
Anyway, I've watched season one, and I happen to catch it. I saw enough of it to know.
I know. I know that the Duke. This is the gentleman, like handsome that guy. Fella. Yeah, super handsome fella. Yeah, I remember one of my friends sent me a thing, and it was like a sweating emoji with like a hand. It's like, okay, good to know.
Where does he keep that handkerchief, though?
That was his preferred method of lack of procreating, but that Bridgerton, never mind. Anyways, just watch it.
Season 2.
Fresh. It's on, yeah.
No more pulling out.
So I'll be interested season for science, three, like you for the Top Gun thing. You know, did you say crusty handkerchief? You're disgusting. Oh my God, you're so... Season 4, where'd that sock come from? Anyways, that's gross. So yes, stop it. Bridgerton season 2 has been announced on for Netflix.
And it seems entertaining. If you like that time period and whatnot, it's nicely shot. I forget her name, but she is, I've been meaning to tell you, you need to watch Derry Girls on Netflix.
Derry Girls?
Yes.
Derry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, Dairy. It's a bunch of girls
that are hilarious.
Like,
you'll love
milking cows or what? Okay.
No, it's in the town of Derry in Ireland.
I gotcha. Ooh, that sounds like fun.
In 80s, 90s, I forget when. You just watch 2 episodes, fine. You'll love it. Trust me.
Okay. Dairy Girls. Got it.
But see, one of the girls that's in Dairy Girls, she plays one of the princesses in Bridgerton.
Yeah, like the royal family, right? Okay.
Yeah, she's one of those.
Okay. Well, yeah, don't say anything. Say no more. And I should have led with Bernie, because I would have done Bridgerton right into my tea, but that's okay. We'll go to Bernie. And are you ready for your memes? So like we mentioned before, yes, the inauguration happened, right? Mm-hmm. And and there was music, and there was a thing where there was like a new president and a new madam vice president, which is super cool. There was this guy that showed up, and his name is Senator Bernie Sanders.
Never heard of him.
And he showed up in a coat, because of cold DC morning, right?
Snowing.
Or DC day. Yeah, a little bit, like flurried, right? And these mittens that were gifted to him by a school teacher from Vermont. And she like upcycled these old wool sweaters and then did the lining with this like recycled plastic material. So like sustainable, of course. And Bernie's like, yes, I will wear those. And he had his little envelope, you know, this little like, I'm doing other things today and I need to go to the post office kind of stuff. But then he sat down and just kind of hung out in his chair and he did the like this thing.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy this event, yeah. But I'm cold as fuck.
I can't believe you guys picked him. Whatever. I'm here. Good times.
he bailed out in 2016. That's his own bad.
Anyway, yeah. Okay. So I have a few I want to show you. So this meme blew up. The point of me for this entertainment news is that he teamed up to say he threw his meme on this like sweater thing. There. Thanks, Headless. That
I'm imploring
for charity.
You to buy this sweater.
$45 for sweater with his thing on it. Anyways, yikes. His meme on it.
That's America's flagpole right there.
That's a different sweater and it's a different website altogether. Anyway. and sold out immediately. And all the charities went to Meals on Wheels for Vermont. I was like, what a cool thing to like, you know, no sore losers. Like, what a good guy. Like, I think that's awesome. And it makes me like enjoy him even more. Since we all have all of these different types of where's Bernie been kind of things. So you want to show a few of yours?
I only have one and I'll do my last. You can do two.
Oh, I have more than
you
two.
Can do two.
I'll go. Oh, I don't want to do that one then. Yeah,
because the world has seen them everywhere. They've been on Facebook,
I'm doing
Twitter,
ones that people
Reddit.
Probably haven't seen as much. Okay. There's like two or three. So chill. This is the first one. It's the album. It's the Poodle Hat.
Weird Al.
The Weird Al Yankovic in there. Yeah. There's Bernie right there on the subway. This is the one I posted on Facebook because it's, again, another musical thing. It's Fleetwood Mac Rumors album, but it's Mick Fleetwood hanging out with Bernie sitting in the chair instead of Stevie Nicks, which I love. So there you go.
A lot of people photoshopped that day.
It was great, man. And this one's probably one of my – I sent this to Headless because he's a big fan of this movie. Friday. Okay, show yours and I'm going to find another couple of them.
Anyway. This is sent by a friend. This is in reference to the movie True Lies.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Jamie Lee Curtis, put on your clothes.
Hang on. I got to get it right for the camera.
I've never seen that one. That's great.
Slowly.
I'm like screaming. I'm like,
slowly.
God, Jesus. Anyways, here's one. Someone with more clothes on.
Look, it's a nice outfit.
I can't not show Lindsay on the last show. There's Lindsay with Barney. Oops, wrong way. There we go. Just hanging out on the little thing, and they're hanging out together. Couple of, you know, guys. And then...
is there a reason why that meme whenever... Because, like, the wife asks, like, what is with the meme? I'm like, I don't know. I just think people are like, hey, it's Bernie. It's easy to Photoshop out because he's behind a white background, and it's Bernie.
And here's one I found this morning that I had seen for a long time, but this is actually... It almost looks like it's a callback to that's the Mallrats. Mall, you know, the mall dating game.
Oh,
it's Bernie.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly what it is, but it kind of reminded me of that, which I thought was good. And the final one, the Kansas City bestie, one last hurrah to her. Hey, Kansas City bestie, thanks for finding me the best meme. I think this is my favorite, the best meme, even better than the Fleetwood Mac one.
I'm going to hurl.
Yeah, if you're going to spew into this, Bernie.
Spew in his mask. I'm imploring you to pull over the car.
Anyways, so, yeah. He will be mine.
So much, yes, Bernie's.
He will be mine.
So much, Bernie's.
So, Bernie, thanks for being a good guy. I do, you know, regardless of what side of the political spectrum you're on, super cool, can take a joke, made a ton of money for a charity.
Or something like that? You got to point at something.
What?
You got to point at something recently. During this, I forget what.
Meme Master General. Oh, I don't know. I just type in Bernie to see, and the next thing it's option. Option is mittens, sweatshirt, yeah. Mittens, sits, merch. Wow. You set appointment.
A lot of people have their own subreddit, but he's had his own subreddit for a while.
Labor Secretary, considering him for labor secretary.
So, cool. Yeah.
All right. And I just have a few little drops of my tea left. So
I have some chocolate milk. So let's.
Will you do the honors and ask me one last time?
And again, you could keep this segment up if in case you get bored, because people like tea and people like shticks.
It's not called And Rizzo.
But it is called Tea Time with Rizzo. And what's in that cup, yo?
Aw.
See, aww. You already have a logo. You could do a 15-minute segment about tea.
That's all right.
Just saying. Can't do it without
you, man. I can't. Anyways.
You don't need me.
I have a little bit of tea left in here.
I'm just the co-host you want, not the co-host you need.
It's the it's a traditional black tea. Did you see what I wrote into tea time? Because I thought if there wasn't anything Lindsay specific in the show, of course I found a way to Cronenberg him right in there. But
as always.
Yes, you know, as I do. I've met him too. Anyways, thank you. This is a traditional black tea called Buckingham Palace Garden Party. It's so fancy. Eat your donuts. Eat them.
What's the blue?
Cornflower. I knew you were going to ask. I was ready, man. Super ready.
What's the mother of pearl?
Mother of pearl? Oh, the you mean the yellowish?
Yeah, the yellow. What's the piss color?
Blue. Piss tea. No. It's delicious, and I shouldn't have said that because that's not very nice. But blue cool. I mean, you choke on your donuts.
No, I'm just imagining you going into the tea room, and they're like, Rizzo, get the hell out. You don't serve piss here. That's only on Saturdays.
No. That's nice. Anyways, okay. No, cornflour. So there's different kinds, and it's blue cornflour, and then there's the other just regular cornflour. That's why it's called that, because, you know, the color, yellow, like the thing. That's not very healthy. You need to be drinking more water if it's that color. Anyways, rose, other floral notes, and that's why. Yeah, and this is considered, I went as hoi polloi as I could for the last show. This is the queen's tea. This is one of her favorite, styles of tea. And
love the corn. Classic.
Huh?
I love the corn.
Yes, yeah. Helps with digestion. Wait, what? Anyways.
The royal flushings.
Little Simon. He's not too smart. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. And a great tea. I love my floral black teas, as we've talked about numerous times, because I've done this. Mm-hmm. I've done this 29 times now. Yeah. 29th tea. Yes. And just a little bit of sugar, like this much, brown or white. It's good. Depends on if you like it dark or if you like it what. You obviously enjoy the chocolate, so brown sugar for you.
Because I'm like the true America, the melting pot.
Anyways, so that's Buckingham Palace Garden Party traditional, floral traditional black tea, rose cornflower, blue cornflower. Nice. Delicious. It's wonderful, and it's a nice little tea. I've got Old Faithful.
So what what does cornflower taste like? I mean,
flowers.
Okay, so it's just a flowery, just like a black
floral
tea.
It's not like, okay. Yeah, it's not like some like big, huge, like I'm eating a bouquet, it's of corn. Whatever.
Okay.
Black tea, little sweet, like the floral notes to me, like kind of bring about a natural sweetness, but one you can feel good about without, you know, overloading with too much sugar.
And going, and
it's great, tasty.
Great.
Yeah, I enjoy it. So
nice.
There you go.
Nice.
Oh man. Oh man. Is that it?
I think
that's
so.
It. Oh boy.
Because I bug out because I told you I'm a horrible person. I'm not reliable.
No, I don't say that. That's all right.
I'm not. Okay. To be honest, this is like my fourth venture that I've started. I'm like, eh.
Well, I should be very pleased then that it lasted almost a pretty good time. And it was consistent too, for the most part.
And hopefully you've built your confidence to one day, if you still have that itch, that you know what to do.
Wink. You scratch that itch, girl. Scratch it.
Anyway. Yeah, I just, like I mentioned, I'm just tired of being a host. It's
all good, man.
I like being a character, but character is usually as like a one-shot thing, as you saw with that clip of that short film. Even though, like,
humble
the whole
drag.
yes, you'll be seeing me nowhere on the big screen. But
I'll be like, hey, I know that guy. I've met him before.
Did he say ass or ash? It was ash.
It was supposed to be cash, but that's okay. Anyways. Cash is checks that he can't cash. What?
No, I said he likes to write checks that his ash can't cash. And I was supposed... And I wrote the director. I was like, I love it when I say this. But
my favorite part is when you say that and you go afterwards.
Yeah.
Some great editing, you guys. Nice.
They're not done. That's just a little clip that they threw up, but I like what they've done so far.
Threw up. Oh, that's great. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But I will be using your vocal talents, because eventually I have like two or three stories in the back of my head that I would like to write and produce into some sort of radio dramas and just throw it there. So I'm going to be using you.
Drama. Yeah.
Some dramas and the stories.
I've been working on a few things with Short Round, because she's been getting into a little bit more writing in her classes. And I'm like, we could easily put together a handful of little manuscripts of like just little ideas. And so we might just go down that route. So I have a little bit of a social / creative outlet, so I don't go crazy like I did last summer before I said, let's do a podcast.
And that's the thing. Like, if you, and this is not just to you, the safer one. If you have a creative outlet, just do it. Just do it.
So, I mean, swoop.
I've attempted multiple outlets. I have decided
I'm a sports
none of them
person,
good.
Guys. Anyway, sorry.
I love it when they throw the pigskin into the hoop.
Yeah. And then they score the point. Field goal.
Go sports. Make things. Points.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. I don't know.
So yeah, this will be the last Jabberwocking. The last Jabberwocker.
Aw. Yep. There we are. The last ones. But and I'm not trying to be whatever emotional or sappy. Just thank you for hanging out with me. It's been a lot of fun. And that doesn't mean that just because today is like technically our last one, we might pop back on for just a fun every so often, maybe. If I can talk him into it.
My rates are gonna go up.
We'll see how it goes. It's fine. I'm willing to pay the price. I've been paying the price with you since 2002, so I think now we're now eking into 19 years of knowing and
Well, as I told you last night, you are one of my three best friends. Dang it. Our intro music keeps playing in the background. I'm like, stop it.
It wouldn't be Ryan and Rizzo if there wasn't some like effed up stuff in the background going on. We're like, yeah. You're like trying to be all nice. You're like, you're one of my three best friends. Damn it.
Get out of here. Okay. The cat's meowing at the door.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, it's time for lunchtime. Yeah, I got to go back to the convenience store.
I've got this thing at 2. It's one hair pass vein.
A hair pass, a freckle. Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. You are one of my three best friends. We haven't lived in the same state for a decade plus now.
16 years. 16 years. Yeah.
So
what? It was when I graduated. When I graduated. When you should have. When you didn't. For another 800 years.
But I took the Chris Farley route. So
the diploma's somewhere in theory, right?
Oh, I have the diploma. It's in a frame on the floor.
Mine's in a box somewhere. I don't even know. Mine's definitely not even framed. What are you doing? What
can you hear that
in the background? Yeah, I can.
I can't. That's the funny part.
I can hear this like random like.
Is it chopping thing out? Probably not going to make any sense.
A little bit.
Okay.
Kind of loud. I don't know. Headless, could you hear that? So it was like, was it?
Yeah,
actually,
you probably could have. I was trying to play like. Yeah. I was going to do something really quirky and end our in this like we used to end it because. But I think I realized that's how I ended Mental Priority.
What? You're Ryan. You're not the jester. Were you the jester the whole time? Oh, snap. Because I was always Rizzo. I wasn't this multiple personality.
I'm not the co-host you need.
Because you were, what were you on Blood and Water? You were something else in Blood and Water, too.
St. Petersburg.
St. Peter, and then Sberg is your last name.
I thought
Sberg.
I was the jester. Still.
Were you the jester? Because I wasn't. I don't think you
My
were.
Radio names have been, I was Ryan during Ryan Rizzo. I was the jester mostly.
Yeah, you were the jester.
I was Chance Maverick for a while.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Chance Maverick.
On a adult contemporary station.
Paying homage to your nephew.
Yeah. I want to say it was Chance Maverick on a country station as well. And then I just
went
to McWillie. I'm trying to think if there was another one in there.
Yeah, I think that's always it.
Jester, Ryan. Jester, Ryan, McWillie, or Chance Maverick.
I've literally just been Rizzo.
Ryan McWillie sometimes.
What? I've never heard you call yourself that before in your entire life.
I know.
Anyway.
I think that was again on the adult contemporary station.
So that was really nice what you said, and I appreciate that. And I just wanted to say that it's been fun and just, you know, we gotta, I don't know.
We're still gonna be friends.
I'm still fine. Thanks.
We'll still chat.
I'll still send you inordinate amount of memes and
no more than two a day.
He puts parameters on our friendship. And
you
that's
sent
why
me
that's
six
why
images in 12 hours.
It wasn't
no,
six.
I counted.
It wasn't six.
I counted. Jesus. You sent five over Discord and one via text.
Oh, you know what? There was like a song. Like one was a song thing, and then there was a couple Bernies. And
that's why I said images, meme/images.
You're like, oh my god. You're like, chill the f out, okay. Sorry, I'll just have to put my little stash aside and I'll just pick my two.
Yeah.
And I'll space them out every, what, like 8 hours? Not between 24. The hours of what, like 10 p.m. and like 7 a.m.?
Well, my phone goes on silent mode at 11 o'clock at night. Anyway,
okay, so does mine. Yeah, mine's do not disturb as well.
I do not disturb.
Turns
just
into a gray screen. Yeah.
I may be up till 2, but, you know, the wife isn't.
Still got to disconnect. So. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, thanks for the memories.
And now you don't have to like dub these because they're just stuck in the internet.
I know. I was gonna say. I was thinking about. I need to just like drive to your house one day and knock on your door and be like, "Give me those tapes," and then just drive back.
I'll have to find them.
Make a day of it. They were in your little whisker stash, not your mustache, but your like your garage.
Let me look one moment.
There's one. I found it.
Huh.
Yeah.
There's dinner from last night.
Oh great! Oh, along with the remnants of the Polish sausage. Yeah.
Was it a kielbasa?
My God, I'll just like drive just right to you, like from my house to your house, like no stopping.
Well, when COVID simmers down, or we all become immune, or we all become mutants, we'll probably go that way. Because you know, while Amarillo is a nice place to live, especially if you know there's some cataclysmic event, we're not going to get flooded here or anything like that. we have to drive 4 to 6 hours to go to anywhere where there's entertainment or a zoo or something like that. So, and you happen to live in one of those towns.
We should hit Meow Wolf for sure.
Meow. Yeah.
And we should.
My wife and I both enjoy Santa Fe area. So,
yeah. Concert. Maybe that's what we could do. We could do like a staycation for us and like just go like find a hotel and, you know, like just get a couple rooms and then go mess around and drink and eat, drink and be merry. Look and go to Meow Wolf and hang out.
Have yeah, we could totally hang on the plaza. Have some chilies. Green chilies.
All right. Okay, you heard it on the internet, guys. I'm holding you to it. We'll go do a Santa Fe weekend. And
I can
then
still pick on if the short round needs to see virtual Uncle Ryren, we can schedule a video conference of some sort.
That's nice. See, you heard that too. I'm just going to take the notes. I don't need to though because it's on the interwebs. It's on and what the you web. Hear on the interwebs.
It's
is
on
true.
The Anchor and the YouTubes, and they don't lie.
Anchor.fm/RyanandRizzo. Anyways,
it'll still be up at McWillie.com because I decided to keep the website just for fun.
Cool.
So.
You should because there's other ventures for you in the future and for us, maybe. We always cycle back a little bit. So,
like I said, I'll have some voice jazz for you.
This is not the end.
I want to play with some of that animation I was messing with during Boxtober.
Yep, I remember that.
I'm like, okay.
All 4 days you did of the 31 days.
All 4 days. But those were the most intense days ever.
You want to see something sad? Or maybe it's not sad. It's just because it's there because I haven't moved. See, I still have my pumpkins. No. All of them. They just have not moved from my desk because I thought,
you're preparing
you know.
To write the children's story of 2021 for October.
No, there's a monster story I want to write with Reagan, and there's this like Christmas.
Well, technically, some of mine are nearby
because
let's see.
Oops. Here's, I knocked over Princess Leia. We're just like jabbering now.
We are. Yeah. Here's
the last of the Jabberwockers.
Here's one Boxtober.
Oh, in your little notebook.
There's another Boxtober, which looks like okay. Shit.
you just dropped trowel, pulled the paper up, and you're like, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh my God, I drank some blue Kool-Aid.
Here's
oh.
a fever dream. So.
This is crazy town, kids. And yes. Ryan is the mayor. Yeah. All right.
And founder. It's almost like WandaVision, but better.
I'm not only a resident, I'm also the founder.
Resident, chief, God, little G.
Hail Ryan. Okay. All right. Let's bumblebee
Don't
tuna.
Do that.
Let's bumblebee tuna. Let's
say
do it.
9 on that one.
Okay. There we go. 22 seconds. Let's count. Yeah. All right. It's been fun. I've been having fun and it's sad to see this go, but we'll.
Again,
still
if, you, if you've got the itch, you can still do your tea time.
I understand.
Or your mom moments.
We will see you again sometime. Yeah, the mom of the year.
Sometimes you want to go. I don't know anymore.
Thumbs, dude. Let's do thumbs.
It's like it flies. Fly, little fun. Fly.
You can't do it. Fly. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Ryan and Rizzo is a part of the Musing with McWillie Creative Network. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram @RyanandRizzo. For more info about the show, go to McWillie.com/podcast.